This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are still 3 or 4 weekends between us and the start of college football season, but there's a new docu-series dropping tomorrow on Netflix that's going to be a good warm-up. It's called Last Chance U, following a season with the football squad at East Mississippi Community College out of Scuba, Mississippi. If you've heard of neither EMCC nor Scuba, I get that, but in the world of junior college football, East Mississippi is nothing less than a powerhouse. It's also, as the title implies, the last chance for players with promise who are out of options, players who have Division I college football skills, some of them even pro level, which means the stakes could not be higher. Greg Whiteley is the filmmaker for Last Chance U. Greg, thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
I'm thinking maybe the place to start is to have you tell me a little bit about Scuba, Mississippi, population 716.
When you drive into town, as Drew Gerbera, the writer of the GQ article which this series is based, describes, there is one working Coke machine in the town of Scuba, Mississippi. And that's Scuba.
There are a couple of guys in this film that I want to talk about. The first one is, I guess he's an defensive lineman, right? Ronald Ollie.
That's right. Number 90.
Big, giant, gentle giant kind of guy. But holy cow, he can play football, right?
Yeah. So as his position coach, Coach Williams, would describe, Ronald Ollie is about he's 300 pounds and can move like a deer. And this is a very rare combination in a human being, to be that big and to be able to move that quick. And for long stretches of a game or even a practice, he is very gentle. And it would drive his coaches nuts. But at key moments, he can flip a switch and change a game. And we saw it happen over and over again.
All right, so here's the other thing about Ronald Ollie, though. And you do fall in love with his character because he's just, I mean, and I say this not pejoratively, he's like goofy, right? He just likes to have a good time and hang around and play a little football. But then you get into the first day of classes, and he shows up after having been guided into what to do and how to go about class and all this stuff by the academic advisor, who's another character I want to talk to you about in a second. But he shows up for the first day of classes, and he didn't have the sense to bring a piece of paper and a pencil.
Yeah. Well, this is not unusual. He's certainly not the only one of all those players that shows up to the first day of class not prepared for the first day of class. And that becomes a reoccurring theme throughout the series, that you have at this particular school, at this particular junior college football program, they have three kinds of players. One is a kind of player that shows up. No Division I program was going to extend them a scholarship because they just simply weren't good enough, but they just want to keep playing. And so they go to a smaller school like this just to keep the dream alive. Mm-hmm. The other type of player is a player that is there because they had a Division I scholarship, but it wasn't working out. So rather than sit out a year, they'll go to a high-profile junior college program like this to sharpen their skills. The third is somebody like Ronald Ollie, mm-hmm. where they have otherworldly talent. But many of them will show up to a place like Scuba without traditional academic skills.
Literally not knowing how to do it, right?
Yeah. It seems strange to us that he wouldn't bring a pencil or a notebook, but to him, he hasn't quite figured that out yet.
How much of this film is about the sausage making, really, of football in America?
I love that phrase. I need to put that on the poster for this series, Kai. That's great.
Feel free. Go ahead.
I would say this is the first series that gives you the kind of access in which you really get to know the kinds of people who are chasing this dream of playing professional football. And all credit goes to the coaches and the administration at East Mississippi. They were very proud of the kind of program that they have painstakingly built over the last 8 years, and they should be. It is remarkable what they do, but they completely opened their doors to us and gave us unfettered, unprecedented access. As a result, we do get to show, as you say, how the sausage is made. It's not always pretty.
Coach Buddy Stevens, the man who arguably built this program, how did he come to Scuba, Mississippi?
Well, he is a product, at least coaching-wise, of the Mississippi Conference, Junior College Conference, which is the most competitive college football conference, junior college wise. And the president of SCUBA Mississippi was sick of being everyone's homecoming school. And what I mean by that is you're a rival Mississippi school and you're going to have a homecoming game in which all your alumni are going to be coming back and you want to put on a show for them, you would schedule SCUBA to be your homecoming game because you knew you could just roll up on
them. You want a pet.
They were a guaranteed win.
Yeah.
And so he was tired. This president comes along and says he's sick of this. And he goes, I'm going to make some changes here. And it starts with hiring a good coach. And Buddy shows up, who is a bigger-than-life personality. Buddy, as the story was told to me, sat across from this college president and just said, it's as simple as this. You want to win? Hire me. And he delivered. In a matter of a few short years, he turns this doormat of a football program into the most prolific college, junior college football program in the country.
How much do you think the idea of potential weighs on these students? Because for the ones like Ronald Ollie and DJ Law, the running back, and some of the others, John Franklin the third, the upside potential if they do well here is limitless. NFL and millions of dollars. Did you sense that weighs on these kids?
So Buddy Stevens has more players currently active in the NFL than the vast majority of Division I schools. So most of the kids on his 55-man roster have this weight that they are carrying around from the moment they step on campus. I don't think I've personally ever felt anything like it. But a school like EMCC has had enough success that it tempts kids after kids of unusual talent to come and roll the dice for 1 or 2 years in SCUBA, Mississippi to see if they can make that happen.
Greg Whiteley's most recent film, you might know him from MIT, the Mitt Romney documentary a couple of years ago. His most recent film drops on Netflix tomorrow. It's called Last Chance You. It's fascinating, I'll tell you that. Greg, thanks very much.
Kai, what a pleasure. Thank you.